But don't be dumb. Let's not do that. Please be smart
don't
when you
be
do it.
Dumb. Everyone's like, wow, that's so smart. And I was like, I know, thank you.
And then you'll be the one giving advice that people won't take.
Very true. One last piece of advice. You might be a little bit poor while you're in college. Wendy's 4 for $4.
Amen.
Great value.
Yeah.
Amen. You get so much food for so little.
Mm-hmm.
Hello and welcome to Tie Dye and Gelato. We are back, and most importantly, Corey is back.
Yay.
When was the last time you were on this podcast?
I don't even know.
It was a long time.
It was a long
I think
time.
That you've been in like half of our episodes.
Yeah, probably.
So, Corey, tell us what you've been doing.
Well, my sister Morgan got married.
Yay! Congrats to Morgan. Yay. We love her.
It was a beautiful wedding.
It was so fun.
It was. You guys were all there. So yep. You know what I've been doing.
Tell the listeners.
Yeah.
Then right after that, we went to Disneyland for a week.
Wow.
And I wish I were still there, but I'm not.
What was the highlight?
I just love Disneyland. It's so nostalgic for me. There was also this really good filet mignon at the Jazz Kitchen.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh. I've never had better food.
Excuse me?
Never.
Oh.
Why don't you try making me some filet mignon, Angela?
Okay.
And then we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
Bet.
All right. Well, today we're going to talk about college, just kind of going off of our roommate episode, our two roommate episodes. It's just kind of a fitting transition to college. So we're going to talk about some advice, some things that we have learned over the years, some tips and tricks that we've learned in our, how many collective years of college do you think we have? 16?
Oh, I don't know.
How many years have you been in college?
I think I've been three or four, something like that.
I think I'm on my third year.
Yeah. Okay, so if Corey has
three,
I have five.
I think I'm at four.
And Sienna, you think you have four?
I think four. Yeah, I think four.
16 years of college.
Great.
Angela is graduated. The rest of us are still working on it. So
we're close.
Yeah, me, Bailey, and Corey, we are currently in school at this very moment. And mm-hmm. It's the end of the semester and we're all stressing.
Yeah, so
it's
this
fun.
Is perfect.
Yeah.
Sienna and I graduate in December. Corey graduates
sometime in the future.
Sometime in the future. Cool. Okay, well, yeah, we're just going to talk about all of those things. So let's first go around and talk about things that we wish that we knew.
Like before we went, like stuff that we wish that we knew before we went into college.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, I wish that I knew that there were resources or whatever. I don't know. You can do whatever you want. For me, actually, that is one of my things, the resources. I wish that I knew to take advantage of everything at school. Like, for example, we have a career development center at school and they do like resume building interviews, like mock interviews, and help with finding internships and careers and all this stuff. I wish that I had taken more advantage of that because I think that would be really helpful in just professional everyday living. I just recently started to use it and it's so nice. We also have like a meditation room at school that I have never actually been to, and I wish that I guess there's still time. I don't graduate till December, but or like the food pantry. There's like massage chairs, people to help with financial planning. And then just a tip, if your school has a gym, odds are it's like free to you as a student. So take advantage of that and don't get a gym membership because it's just there.
Yeah, because you're paying $3,000+ to go to that gym.
Yeah.
So you're might right. as well.
You might as well use it.
Most expensive gym membership you'll ever get.
Yeah. Also, if there's free food, take it. I was offered a free Frosty the other day and I took it. I was like, heck yeah. I want that Frosty. And then they always tell you, and this is also another thing that I wish I knew. They always tell you in high school that college is going to be so hard and that this is going to prepare you for college. And college is actually really fun. And it can be easy if you like allow it to, like if you prioritize and if you use the resources and all that stuff. Like high school, it's, I don't know. I feel like the high school teachers are more hard on you than college.
Definitely depending. I've had like easy,
I guess you're right,
and hard college professors. I think there are more like little things that college professors do that get on my nerves that I just really hate. Like if I forget to put my name on an assignment, they take 5 points off, which is 20% of my grade. So it's just like some professors are really just not understanding or lenient and just really rigid for apparently no reason at all. Like I don't know. There's a lot of things that I haven't understood from some of my professors. Like, why would you do that? Why would you make that your class policy? But there are lots of things where I'm like, dang, I love college. And this is way easier than high school. And you're right. Like, it's not how my high school teacher said it would be.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it's nice because you can typically ask for extensions or like kind of have like an assignment where you're provided like mercy on. One of my teachers calls it a molokai because he's Polynesian and it's really fun. And he is just like, you get like mercy on one of your assignments you can pick. So that's kind of nice. I don't know.
It also, I mean, I have personally not felt that college was easier than high school, but I go to a different school than you guys. But I agree with a lot of what you've said. A lot of it depends on your professors. So here's something that I wish that I knew before I went to college. Research your professors before you sign up for a class with us.
Rate my professor.
Rate my professor will be your best friend because your professors will make 100% of the difference in your college experience. Well, not 100% because, I mean, you got to make a difference too. But but a good professor versus a bad professor can make the same class either fantastic or awful.
Yeah.
So research your professors. Get somebody who is, I like professors who are challenging but understanding because I feel like I learn the most when a professor requires a lot of me. But that's just me personally. That's when I learn the most for sure. Also, like Bailey said, like don't be afraid to reach out to your professors. That's something that I wish that I had known before I started college because I have been so surprised by how understanding professors have been when I have reached out to them. Last semester, I got extensions on 3 or 4 final projects, like final papers, just because I reached out to a professor and I didn't even have like a super valid excuse. I just reached out to them and I was like, I've been really busy. This and this has been going on and I haven't gotten to it. Can I get a 1-day extension? And professors generally, I would say, are way more understanding than you would ever think. Because in my mind, when I first started college, I was like, well, I can't, this is the due date. I have to have it in by the due date, you know? And it never occurred to me that I could reach out to a professor and like explain my situation to them and that they would recognize that I am human and that I have a life beyond their class. So yeah.
I definitely agree with that a lot of college professors are way more understanding. I have a professor right now. I had like 70 late assignments last week, and I'm still allowed to turn them all in for for full credit. But I also had a different professor while I was in Disneyland who would not give me any extensions on any of my assignments. And so, like you said, your professors will make or break some of your college experience. On a different note, I wanted to say that something I wish I knew before heading into college and like moving out was like where to move. I was so lost, and I've moved every year that I've been in college because I just don't know where to live. Or I find a place and I have crazy roommates, or I find a place and like the leasing agency is just not that great. So talk to people you know, talk to friends and family, or just do some research, Google like apartments down in Provo or apartments wherever you're going to be to try and find some student housing, because it really sucks to sign a lease and you have to stay in this place that's crappy for an entire year. That's my advice.
I think just to go along with what you two are saying, word of mouth is really good. So like word of mouth on professors, or sometimes professors will talk about other professors, or students will be like, oh, I have this professor, I really like them, and this is what they teach, this is when they teach it, whatever. It's a good class, and they talk about their class. But also housing, people will talk about where they live, if they like it or not. So just have your ears open constantly, because if you're struggling with finding a place to live, listen. Or if you're struggling with what to do for next semester, you know,
yeah,
just listen.
I think that being said, do know that like your experience is different than someone else's. Mm-hmm. So someone might really like a professor that you're like, I just didn't like their teaching style, or it just didn't resonate. Or someone had a really good housing situation, but it really was just their roommates they were living with. Or definitely like listen to people and listen to what they say, because yes, your peers are probably going to give you better understanding of different teachers and different places to live, or even different resources that you can get involved with on campus. But also realize your experience is different than theirs. So don't expect the exact same thing that someone else has experienced.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to mess up like I have a million times with housing because you learn what works and what doesn't, and you'll build your own college experience around that. And then you'll be the one giving advice that people won't take.
Very true. I think my final piece of advice for me, which like definitely is like everyone's different, but your grades don't really matter that much in college. And I'm always true. One who's like wants to keep a really high GPA or whatever. And they matter when it comes to scholarships and if you want to get into a master's program or like a higher education program. So make sure you know those things ahead of time as you're going in, because one really bad semester can mess up your GPA for the rest of your time. However, I was the student who was like, I have to go and take the final because I have an A minus and I have to get it back to an A, even though my professor was dropping one of the tests. So I didn't actually need to take the final. And literally one of my roommates was like, Angela, that's so stupid. You have a fine, that's a good grade in that class. And I, you know, in my head, I'm like, yes, but I know I can do better. So I have to like get it up. And sometimes like I didn't need that stress in my life of like having to study for another test and everything else. So do know when it is important for your grades, but really focus on learning the material. And if you are learning the material, but not necessarily getting the best grades, then just there's so much you have to learn how to balance in college that like figure out the balance and don't let your education be ruled by your grades.
I amen to that.
Amen.
I also think that a kind of a skill that you need to learn to develop in college is learning what you can let kind of fall and what you really need to keep up in the air, because you don't have to do every single assignment. And in the end, that's not really a realistic expectation. And my first few semesters of college, I did do every assignment. And I was really stressed all the time. But I did it. I managed it. And then I started working at the same time. And all of a sudden, it was impossible to find the time. Like, getting every reading done and every assignment done was just impossible. So you kind of have to learn how to let some things go. And, you know, I've kind of become a little too good at that. last semester, there was an entire research paper that I just didn't do that was like 20% of my grade.
Wow. Nice.
So, you know, maybe don't follow my example in that respect, but I was a lot happier because I didn't do it. So, yeah.
But it just depends on what you're doing it for. Because most adult jobs don't look at your grades from college. Like, they don't really care. They do care of what skills you learned. The knowledge you gained from college. But if you're trying for an internship or for scholarships or for a graduate program or something, you need to have good grades. So the sooner you know those things, the better off you're going to be. Like, for me, I have to have really good grades for my career. And so you need to know these things as soon as possible, because you're right, one bad semester can really ruin it. Mm-hmm. So if you know those things, then you can kind of, you know, give and take a little bit.
I'd say just keep your options open, and the worse grades you get, the less options you're going to have.
That's true.
So while it could be good to just let some go and you may need it, also remember that like all of your choices have consequences. But I want to say, with my last little piece of advice, if you need a break, take one. Take a semester off. You don't have to get your college done in the 4 years bachelor, 6 years master's, however long. You can take a break, and that's just fine. I've taken like 3 breaks.
It's so true. Like, people are like, I want to get through college, I want to finish. But once you're done with college, you're just going to work for the rest of your life. Like, you know, there really isn't a huge rush to get it done.
True. Okay, so to continue, how do you balance work and school? We've all worked, done both in college, right, Angela? Yeah, you worked.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we'll see. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so how do you balance work and school?
With tears.
Okay.
And pain.
Okay. Yeah.
The heaviest currencies. For me, I think that when I'm doing really well in school and in my like personal life is when I'm setting a schedule and I'm getting enough sleep. So I work at a crisis shelter and I work 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. So I've got to be in bed by at least 10:30 to get enough sleep for the next day and then go to my classes. And then at the end of my day, I've got, it's a very loose schedule. It's like at the end of my day, like 5 to like 10 p.m., I'm doing things like eating and homework, or maybe on the weekends I'll be doing like chores, just like household things. So just having that schedule really keeps me on track and keeps the stress away, because I'm getting everything that I need done and I'm also taking care of myself.
I love that. I think something that has really helped me is a planner. I love my paper planner. I put everything, all of my work, and I usually put like my work schedule, because I work nights at the hospital, so it's really hard to find time to sleep but also get all your homework done. And so I have to, every Monday I look at my schedule of my assignments, and I divvy them out between the days so that I have enough time to sleep and that I have, like, you know, I have my work shifts and that I'm not stressed, but that they're planned out pretty evenly throughout the days. And that has really helped me. I like the planners because I like to cross things off. It's so satisfying to me. And so that's mm-hmm. helped me a ton.
I think another thing is think through what is needed, in the sense of, like, for me, when I was in school, I averaged 17 credits a semester. So that's quite a large, like, credit load. So I couldn't work more than part-time. And even then, honestly, I feel like I did really well sometimes managing work in school. And other times I look back and I was like, ooh, I really was not healthy because I was just so busy. And so sometimes it's like, if you're going to be getting that many credits, maybe find a job that is more conducive to, I can do homework while I'm working, or going to this job is actually relaxing. My last year at school, I honestly had a job and I was like, this is my time that I can either get homework done if I need to, or I can, like, kind of just chill and relax before I have to enter back into my really busy schedule, which, granted, is hard to say. I also worked a job where I had to be there at 4:30 in the morning and I'd work 8 hours. And looking back, I'm like, wow, I never got enough sleep. And that was a crazy semester. So, and sometimes you make, like Corey said, you make mistakes and you kind of learn from it. While I was doing it, I was like, this is normal. I just have to pay for school, so I'm working. And now looking back, I was like, oh, that was probably not healthy and kind of was a detriment to my relationships. So, like, you're going to learn as you go what you personally need. But also, like, taking consideration, is school more important, or is it, like, I have to have money to be paying for these things? And that will help you balance it.
Definitely gotta, like, listen to yourself mm-hmm. and pay attention to how you're feeling, like, because you're going to be able to tell when you're not balanced, like being depressed or being exhausted. Like, you're obviously not balanced and you got to change something.
Yeah. And so I want to expound on what Angela said. Be careful about how many hours you work while you're in school. Be careful. Like, there was one point where I was working two jobs and doing full-time school, and I felt every day like I was getting an ulcer. Like, I was just so stressed constantly, and I never had time for anything. But there's kind of this weird societal idea that if you're busy, then you're successful. And, like, the busier you are, the cooler you are. I don't know. Like, do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, they're sure. Like, oh my gosh, you have two jobs and you're in school?
Yeah, there's something
you're
about
so
that.
You're so amazing.
And I felt that way. I was like, I'm working two jobs and I'm in school full time. Like, and I was like, I don't know. Like, I took pride in how
busy I was.
It's
like you have a
rite
of passage.
Yeah.
That is not true.
That is lame. Guys, don't do that. That's bad juju. I just, like, it's okay to not be busy all the time, and it's okay to take a break. It's okay to, like, sit and watch Netflix if you need it. Mm-hmm. It's okay to have a night where, like, you don't have anything to do. That's just fine, and I think it's really needed. Like, mm-hmm. if you're just going all the time, you're going to get burned out so fast.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
I agree. It. Yeah, I have definitely felt that. I've worked full-time and done school full-time my entire college career, and I do really good at the beginning of semester, and then I get really burnt out. And that's not just, like, burnt out with school. That's with work. That's with my relationships. I just, like, I cut myself off from everything, because making yourself too busy really does just overload you.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's our next question. How did you decide what school you wanted to go to and what to major in? I feel like Sienna and I already talked about how we decided to go to school.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I mean, I haven't gotten into a ton of detail about it.
Was there something about BYU that, like, stuck out to you?
Well, you're like, yes. First, my parents went there. My siblings went there. I know that it's a high quality school and that I would be getting a high quality education there. The price, like,
true,
it was really great price for what I'm getting. That was a huge factor. It also was close to my family, and that was a big factor for me deciding. But in the end, for me personally, it's where I felt I needed to go. Like when I prayed about it, when I talked to God about it, I felt like BYU was the place for me. So that's how I ended up there.
And how'd you decide what to major in?
So my major is human development. And what led me to that was first, Bailey is studying something very similar. My older brother was studying the same thing, and they both seemed to really enjoy it. So that was part of what helped me to make that decision. But mostly it's that, like, what I'm learning is, like, applicable to life. Like, I'm learning life. I'm learning how to live life. And I love feeling like I'm going to use my education, because it's not like high school chemistry where you're never, you know, like, I don't remember anything I learned in chemistry, and that doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference in my life. But, like, the things that I'm learning in my major, I will use for the rest of my life. And I love that. Every day that I go to school, I feel like I learned something valuable that I hope to keep with me and I hope to remember. So that's what led me to my major.
Cool.
I decided to go to UVU because I didn't try very hard in high school and they're open enrollment.
The honesty.
And
yes.
I actually decided to stay. I was going to transfer up to a different school, to BYU Idaho. And I decided not to because I just felt like it was really wrong. I felt like sick and like I was going to throw up as I was applying for it. So I was like, okay, I guess this is not the right decision for me. So I stayed here and I first started with nursing, then I moved to teaching, and now I'm in social work. And that was just kind of trial and error. I tried the different entry-level positions for each of those jobs and didn't like the first two. So just kept trying and settled on social work and finally realized, like, I can do a lot of different things with it. I'm not in a box. Like, if I'm teaching, then I can only teach. I'm a social worker, so I can work with tons of different demographics or tons of different, like, ways of life and people. I could even work outside of the country. So I really liked that about it. But it was just, for me, trial and error, trying to find where I fit and what I felt passionate about. And like Sienna said, what I felt like was teaching me how to live my life and like how I wanted to live my life and use my talents like for the greater good of society and the world and life as a whole, to benefit myself and my family and just everything. So I just felt like I'd finally settled on that like, okay, this is where I fit. Social work is giving me that like satisfaction that I'm learning, and I'm also passionate about it. So that's how I kind of found what I wanted to do and where I want to go to school. I'm still at UVU because I started there, so why not finish?
In-state tuition. That's what made me decide to go to UVU.
Honestly, it's
UVU is the only school in Utah that offers a culinary degree. So that kind of, I looked at other schools and I was like, I cannot afford this. So that's why I went to UVU. And honestly, like, at first I was like, I can't believe I'm going to this school. Because like Corey said, it was open enrollment. Mm-hmm. And I at least think I did pretty well in high school. So I was like, in my head, I like wanted to go to a like better school. Not that UVU is bad, but like more prestigious school. But I'm like, well, this is the only school that offers what I want and I can afford. And honestly, once I was there, then there was like a lot of confirmations. Like, this is where you're supposed to be, through little things or big things, like opportunities that I wouldn't have gotten at whether it was a culinary school or like a more prestigious school that presented themselves because I was at UVU, and chose culinary school just because I like really loved cooking. And I was kind of like, maybe I should do something in the food science and nutrition. And I looked it up and I was like, I don't care at all about nutrition. I just want to like cook yummy food. So honestly, that
and
was it.
You do.
And
so success.
I do. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Agreed.
And then business school was more that I always knew I wanted a bachelor's degree. And the culinary school was only an associate's. So I was like, okay, I know I want to go to school longer, but I don't know what I want to study. And part of it is like business just makes sense with culinary. Everyone's like, wow, that's so smart. And I was like, I know, thank you. But also that was like kind of the direction I felt the Lord was taking me. And now I can see why he did that. So that's super cool.
I love that. I chose UV for similar reasons as to, I mean, everybody else, but institution was really good. I also felt like the Lord was like, okay, you need to go there. I was at BYU Idaho for a little bit and it was really good. I loved it there, but I felt like I needed to go to UVU, and I have seen blessings that have come from transferring there. I chose family science as my major. I have a career that I want to go into, and that was just the best degree that I could get that would help me in it. And just like Sienna, it helps me for life. Family science is teaching me how to raise my kids, teaching me how to have a relationship with my spouse, and it is teaching me how to interact with people of any demographic. And it's absolutely amazing. Every day I go into school and I'm excited to learn. It's so fun. Yeah. So choose something that you enjoy doing, because otherwise it's just going to be a drag and you're going to hate it.
Yeah.
But honestly, it's the biggest blessing. I love college. It's actually super fun and I'm really grateful that I'm there. I don't know. Any last advice?
Maybe college isn't for you.
That is also true.
There are plenty of other options out there. There's like trade school, or if you don't want an education at all, I don't know really what's out there for those kind of people, but I'm sure there's something.
Yeah, true.
But college definitely isn't for everybody, and there's no like shame or anything if you decide mm-hmm. not to go and if it's not for you.
Yeah,
absolutely. Also, one last piece of advice. You might be a little bit poor while you're in college. Wendy's 4 for $4.
Amen.
Great value.
Yeah.
Amen. You get so much food for so little.
Mm-hmm. Also, like, remember, college is only a short time in your life. And even if you, like, came back later, it's going to be different. So take advantage of that. Get involved if you can.
Yeah.
Granted, like we were saying, you are balancing so many things. So don't overcommit yourself just because you're like, oh, I have to do everything in college, because it is overwhelming and you're always going to feel like, oh, I could be doing more. But commit to something that you think is, like, that really benefits your soul while you're in college. I know I was involved with a club that, like, was so good for me and I'm really grateful for. And so do look at those opportunities. Be informed about the resources that are available to you, whether that's clubs or just things the school offers, or it's just hanging out with your friends, because there is more freedom in college than there is in a lot of the rest of your life.
Yeah. Don't forget to have a social life.
Mm-hmm.
But don't be dumb. Let's not do that. Please be smart when you do it.
Don't be dumb. Amen. That is our advice.
That's our advice.
Just summed up as a whole.
Don't be dumb.
Stay out of trouble. Maybe you can get into a little trouble. It's fine. But don't, like, you know, I don't know, legal trouble. Mm. Just stay out of it. Anyway, that's our episode, you guys. Just stay out of trouble. You can follow us on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
I always forget. Like and review the podcast. We still have amazing stickers. So if you leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and then send us a screenshot through Instagram, we will send you a sticker.
They're really cute.
Sienna's sister designed them. They're awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk to you next time.
And how?
Bye.
Ain't that just the way?
Ain't that just the way?